Stroker boys, it's Miss Mandy time for your cock. During guided masturbation, there are many things we can talk about. I can stroke my cock for you, make your cock explode, bring you to new heights of ecstasy. Isn't that the reason you call someone? To make them feel better than you can make it feel on your own. I'll make you feel like I'm in the room with you, watching you, guiding you. And in this case, wearing panties for me. I have a new sissy faggot Billy who wears panties for Miss Mandy. I've been training him on a daily basis, training him to lick pre-cum, to wear panties, to eat his cum for me. He's a little cum slut, and he has a little cock, or should we call it a tiny penis? This is what he wrote to me. Thank you for permitting me to speak with you yesterday. Our session was really good. Yes, he's been calling me almost daily. Usually he likes to call me once a week, but we've upped it because he really needs that intense training, and apparently his wife will be home soon, so he's taking advantage of his free time. When I get home from work, I take all my clothes off, then go to the garage, to my sissy faggot drawer. Oh, you know what's funny? I did have a caller tell me that his wife called the garage a garage. Is that where you little sissy faggots hide your clothes, by the way? In the garage? Well, anyway, he labeled his panty drawer tools and small engine parts. Isn't that funny? And he padlocks it. Everyone padlocks their panties, don't they? So he has panties, bras, pantyhose, lipstick, makeup. Well, let me tell you, I think it's a good idea for you panty boys to have a panty drawer, panty box, or how about buying a safe, painting it pink, and locking them up? All right, now, read the rest of what he wrote here. He talks about his dried semen in his panties. I don't recall letting him ejaculate in them, but apparently that has been the case. I'll have to give Billy a spanking. Are you wearing your panties now, Billy, and pumping your little tiny penis? Do you have a tiny penis, Billy? Tell everyone. We know it's small. At least I know it's small, but now everyone else knows, too. Oh, yes, it does say in your email that he's 3 inches, and I did remind him it's not big enough to be called a penis. We will call it a tiny cock. So, till the next time, Billy, keep stroking that little dick of yours, and no coming for you until I say so. Mistress Mandy, 1-877-732-6360.